Time to start thinking about adding spring and early summer vegetables to your vegetable garden. Now, watch for late freezes. We can get freezes here in the latter part of March, even in the early part of April. And if that happens, you need to make sure that you give some protection to your plants. You might want to throw a sheet over some young transplants that you might have just put out, or take some other action to protect them from the cold. Temperatures above 32 degrees are going to slow vegetables down, but generally not hurt them directly, although you may see some chilling damage occurring at that time. Generally speaking, it's got to get below 32 degrees, so that's what you're really watching for. If this is going to get down below 32 degrees, by all means, do something to protect those vegetables from those late freezes. Now, if you're new to vegetable gardening, you have some decisions to make. First, where are you going to put your vegetable garden? Make sure you remember to put it in full sun. That's 8 hours or more of direct sun every day. You want to make sure the drainage in the area is good, so avoid those low areas in your yard where water tends to gather after a rain. And also, because we have to irrigate our vegetable gardens on occasion, make sure that your garden location is going to be readily accessible to water. It won't be too much trouble to run a hose out there and irrigate when need be. If you're just beginning on vegetable gardening, I strongly recommend you start relatively small. Vegetable gardening can be a lot of work, and new gardeners oftentimes don't appreciate just how much work is going to go into it. So don't overdo it on your first garden and get discouraged because it's too much work. Start off relatively small with maybe 5 or 6 tomato plants and a few pepper plants, maybe some beans and squash or cucumbers, in a relatively small area. I keep saying small, but remember, vegetables need room to grow, so don't try to cram vegetables that need to be planted in a much larger garden into a small garden by cramming them in close together. That's not going to work at all. The vegetables won't grow well if you don't give them the right spacing. Vegetables enjoy good drainage, as I mentioned, so we oftentimes plant vegetables in raised beds rather than in in-ground gardens. We can grow them either way, but even when you plant in the ground and in-ground beds, you want to make sure that bed is raised up some, add a lot of good organic matter and things to raise the level of those beds up until they're about 6 to 8 inches above the surrounding soil. If you want to build a raised bed, a lot of people use raised beds to grow vegetables. The maintenance is easier, weeding is easier, bed preparation is easier, and raised beds can be remarkably productive. We generally create raised beds using 2x12 pressure-treated boards or some other material that would be resistant to rot. The beds being 8 to 12 inches deep will give enough root room for the vegetables to grow. You want your raised bed to be no wider than you can comfortably squat on the outside edge and reach to the middle. Once you get that raised bed prepared and planted, the idea is not to walk in it anymore after that. Walking in it compresses the soil down, and that's not a good thing. And if you have to leave walkways in the bed, that wastes growing space. So make your beds about maybe 3 feet wide, as far as you can squat down and comfortably reach to the middle to do weeding, planting, mulching, harvesting, the other things that you might want to do. Now, what do you want to grow in that vegetable garden? Ask your family the vegetables that they enjoy eating. There's no use planting vegetables that nobody really enjoys or wants to eat. Some of the more popular vegetables that can be planted now include tomatoes and peppers. Excellent time to get them in your garden here in the mid to latter part of April. And there's lots of other vegetables you can plant as well. You'll find transplants available at your local nurseries and garden centers now. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.